You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is water? Water, or as it's sometimes called, H2O, it's made up of two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. So that's the H2O part. These molecules of water are very, very small. You can't see them with the naked eye. But if you were lucky enough to have supervision and you were to take a look at a water molecule, it kind of looks like the head of Mickey Mouse with the oxygen atom in the center. And then the two ears would be made up of those two hydrogen atoms. So those three atoms together are making up a water molecule. Now, water, it's important stuff. It makes up about 70% of the Earth's surface. Most of that is locked up in the oceans. Water can be found here on Earth in all three states of matter. As a solid, you can find it as ice, as a liquid, and as gas. It would be in the atmosphere as water vapor. Now, water as a liquid, it's tasteless, it's colorless, it's transparent. That means it's clear. We can easily see through it. And water is pretty important stuff because it's very stable. It takes a very long time for it to change temperature. It takes a long time for the oceans to become cold. It takes a long time for oceans to get warmer. So it's a very stable environment for life and for the Earth in general. In fact, ocean water, it really helps to control a lot of the Earth's climate. For example, the coasts, which are closer to the oceans, are much more stable in terms of their temperature and temperature extremes than if you were to go inland to the center of a continent. Water is sticky stuff. Sticking to itself, that would be called surface tension. The water molecules are sticking to themselves. And here's a fun experiment that you can do. If you were to get a penny and an eyedropper and start putting on that penny drops of water, you'll find that you're able to put on more and more and more drops of water than you were expecting. And if you were to kind of crouch down to the end of the table and look sideways at that penny with the water on it, you'll see that the water is kind of bubbling up. It's curved on top. That's because those surface water molecules are sticking to each other, the surface tension. Here's another fun experiment you can do. Get a container of water, put a paper clip inside of it, try to carefully place the paper clip on top so that it's floating on the surface. What's happening is the surface tension of the water molecules are making that paper clip stay on top. If you were to then put in a drop of dish detergent or liquid soap, you're going to break the surface tension, and that paper clip will then drop down to the bottom of the container. Water affects us. It's very important to us. It makes up about 60 to 70% of the human body. We need it for pretty much everything. We need it for our brain metabolism, body metabolism, transporting nutrients and body waste. It helps to make molecules. It helps to digest our food. There's no way that we can do without water. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. We've just learned a little bit about water and the science of water. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the Weekly Experiment.